And all of these things are given to us. The Spirit of God is not divided. He lives in you. Jesus lives in you by His Spirit, and all of the totality of the divine powers of being God in a body contained in Him are contained in you, because He is shining His light of the knowledge of God and the power that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge into you. So whatever you need, whenever you need it, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, strength, faith, ability, whatever it is available. And when it says the Spirit will give it to them individually as He wills, it means intentions. The translation of the word agape, properly, love, purposeful, good will. Okay, same thing. His intentions, God's intentions, Jesus's intentions for you are perfect, purposeful, and good. Period. That purposeful good will is what love is. So when it says that the Spirit does these things as He wills, that's His will. His will is for you to prosper and be in success, have success, even as your, quote, soul prospers, right? That's what John wrote in his third letter. All of these things from different people in different places at different times that we have recorded in this book are all there for our benefit, and we shouldn't be backing up. We ought to be moving forward. We should be taking all of these things going, yes. You know, people are like, I want to go back to the other church. I don't. I want to go to the one we're in now because that's where we are. Okay? It wouldn't do you any good to always want to do something other than what it is you got to do, right? Here and now, the generations of the age into the age of the ages. It's been 2,000 years. We're moving on. Think of all the things we have now they didn't have then. Okay, let's catch up on the spirit side. We got the physical side done pretty well, right? Now, Galatians 3:5. We have been through over and over and over and over again, but it's just so powerful. You can make it a part of your thinking for every single day. You'll find a place for it to be, okay? Paul wrote and put it in the form of a question. Let me ask you this. And it says, the working of miracles. The one, I can't even say it now in the King James, working of miracles, preaching faith among, faith among you, is he doing it out from the workings of the law or the hearing of faith? Okay? You take the question out because we know the answer. It's faith, right? And then again, we talked about dunamis. It can be power or ability. In this case, it's plural. So, what Paul started off saying, the one supplying or furnishing to you the Spirit and working miracles among you, does he do it out from the law or out from the hearing of faith? Take the question out. Jesus is the one furnishing to you the Spirit and energizing in you the abilities, not powers, the abilities, E-N, contained in you out from the hearing of faith. I've spent 45 to 50 minutes speaking the words to you out of the book. You have the opportunity to hear them and let them change you, let them grow in you. Jesus said the word is seed, right? Jesus is the one furnishing to you the Spirit. You can see that light. You can put all of those references we've had in there. furnishing to you the Spirit and energizing the abilities contained in you out from the hearing of faith. And we've talked about that over again. And I've always said, you know, were those abilities dormant in you? I mean, were they already there? They were inherent in you and just came alive, or are they bestowed? And the more I spend time on it, the more I'm absolutely, totally convinced it's both. Because you were made in God's image, because you are a man or a woman in the earth with a body, then some of those abilities were always there. In fact, some of them you were still using, because if you weren't, you'd be dead. Okay? But there are also those, the totality of divine powers. There are things out there that are much, much more than normal physical things that have been bestowed upon you because of the power of the resurrection of Jesus and what he accomplished when that happened. Glory to God. Got it? Expect it. Talk to God about it. You know, go walk around a block, sit down on a chair in your yard and just talk to him and say, show me this stuff. You love me so much, you paid an incredible, just, you know, really a horrendous price to allow this to happen. And it's real. It's in the universe. It's not just at church. Show me. I want to know. And he will. Thank you, Lord. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you so much for your word this morning. I believe that your words, Jesus, are spirit and life, and that life is shined into them, and that they receive the information contained in it, producing faith into them where nothing is impossible to them, because all things are possible to you. Hallelujah.